Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Pirates were shut down by a fifth starter last night with an ERA over 5 and lost 3-0 and had more quizzical, puzzling plays defensively that made them look like they were coached by Butterworth from the Bad News Bears. You now have the biggest insider in baseball, Jeff Passan, calling them out for the way that they conducted themselves this offseason and the overall product that they're putting on the field. The Pirates, usually what happens is, Chris, you've lived here your whole life, we complain and scream and yell and bitch and moan about our plight, and it barely registers. Like, on the Richter scale, it's not like the earthquake yesterday in California. Did you know that there was one?
I did.
My sister felt it. She lives in Orange County.
Like a 5.2? That's like just a regular old rumble for them.
She runs a Lululemon store there, and she sees Sam Darnold all the time.
Can you hook me up with any Lululemon through her?
I can, actually. Not for free.
No, I wouldn't ask for $3.99.
But I can get you the company discount. Oh. I'll let you know the next time they have a sale running. Donnie, would you like some new
I mean, you're so
pants.
Svelte, Donnie. Maybe you should get some of those sweet five
workout pants. They have tennis shoes, too, which are very popular.
Yeah, I think I should look into that.
Yeah, I'll hook it up for you guys.
He's svelte. He's going to be less than
if
my
Starkey
starting
awakening. If Starkey can treat Donnie to a $400 dinner, then I can get him something nice from my sister's Lululemon.
Well, that's going to kind of make me the odd man out then. I wouldn't have done anything nice for you guys in a while.
You had us over your house for your 40th birthday, and food was provided and drinks and everything else. That was pretty nice.
Wait till you see the little thank you notes I'm sending out for that, too. I just haven't been able to get around to it, but oh, they are bangers. They're going to go up on the fridge, I think, in each of your houses, too.
So that's usually what happens. Like, you feel like you're screaming into a void.
Mm-hmm.
This is baseball's biggest insider on the heels of Ken Rosenthal, who's also writing about the Pirates now, who are noticing what's going on here, and they are picking up on a Malzy take. They're saying something that you pointed out almost immediately when this season started, that Paul Skenes was supposed to be this godsend to the Pirates organization, and it feels like right now he's actually having a negative effect because it's putting like a strobe light on them, a spotlight on how they're operating.
He personally
how they do
not
business.
Having a negative effect. His existence on their roster.
Yeah, because
roster
he's such a big celebrity.
And because he's so good.
He's such a name, a big name in baseball.
He's
exactly.
The biggest name pitcher in the sport. He might be, what is he, one of the five biggest names in the sport? Him, Soto, and a couple others?
So if they had drafted Dylan Cruz, who's playing for the Nationals right now, and they'd gone out and spent less than $20 million on free agents and were frittering away another season, circling down the drain and looking like a 70-92 team, you know, it... No one.
It would just be the beat goes on here, and no one would pay any notice.
It's
to
the
it.
Tree falling in the forest. No
but
one
Jeff
hears
Passan,
it.
Like, so like did Ken it really Rosenthal, happen? I'm not saying Jeff. It's his job to be concerned about the state of the game, but obviously Jeff wants to write about the most interesting storylines, and it's good for baseball broadly if Paul Skenes, its brightest young star, literally the brightest young star in the game, is on a bigger pedestal. The fact that he is toiling away for a team right now that did not make a serious effort to build around him and looks again like one of the worst teams in baseball early on is a major storyline. I am not happy to have been validated in this like take, but here it is. And just last night is like an underscoring. My God, one game, they score 10 runs. They, what was it, 14 hits. Hey, the fighting necklaces are here. And then they're getting completely silenced again last night. It's just, it's very disheartening. What was the lineup they were putting out there last night? How many guys hitting under the Mendoza line?
They had six guys, I think, who were hitting under 200.
You have the best pitcher in baseball, and six of your players, even at an early juncture, are hitting under 200.
So tell me if you think this is naive, or tell me if you think this is too pie in the sky, too doe-eyed optimistic of me.
Okay.
I think there's a small chance, and I'm going to circle small, but I do think there's a chance that this is the one scenario in which the commissioner of baseball would very quietly at some point want to have a sit down or a conversation with Bob Nutting and the Pirates and say, what are we doing here? Because of Skenes again. We have this player who we're trying to promote and turn into one of the sport's iconic figures. Mm-hmm. And you guys are making that hard on us. So we're not telling you, like, this is not a mandate. This is not an official order. But at the same time, you get the point of why we're talking to each other here. Try.
Do you know what I think baseball...
We'd really like that. You'd make us very happy.
If you would try.
We're all in this together. We've got this fiduciary responsibility. All 30 teams.
We're all 30 individual businesses as part of a bigger business. We're all for one and one for all. Everyone pulls on the rope in the same direction. Do you know what probably pisses Rob Manfred off way more than the Pirates being bad record-wise? 8,000 people in the stands. How many were there for Skenes' start?
10.
10,000. You had Noah Hyles posting the picture yesterday of a very sparse crowd. I get it. The weather sucked yesterday, but Skenes pitched on a nice day, a nice evening. I think even more, and this is where I think them doing more in the offseason would be different. If the Pirates got off to this start, this exact start, Pony, where they were scuffling, but they were doing this with like multiple new players that they had added on. They're 6-12, but they had added payroll and added name brands, and guys were just having slow starts.
Well, then we write it off as April baseball.
Well, we would just say we would be saying things, we'd be rationalizing things like, just get to like within two games of 500 by the end of the month, string a couple winning series together, and you'll be right back where you need to be, like ready to strike in a weak division. And I also think that the thing that would piss off Manfred wouldn't be a factor there. You'd probably have a little bit more in the way of fans, even this early in the season coming out, because I think they'd have said, oh, wow, okay, the team added some players. Like, yeah, this is a hiccup, a bump in the road, but this team should be pretty good. They might win 88, 89 games, 90 games. Like, they're built for this. It has engendered not just frustration, but the way they handled the offseason, I think, has brought in the A word, apathy. Like, I just think people are frustrated, bordering on apathetic. There's anger, but there is just a throw-up-your-hands mentality. And baseball definitely doesn't want Paul's...
I think there's more anger right now specifically about this.
But when it manifests as nobody in the stands for games, you know how appearances look. The perception would be, does anyone care about that baseball team in that town? And the fact is, they do, but they're just mad. And the last thing baseball wants is a fuming, angry, and/or apathetic fan base for a team that has its brightest light. Like, Paul Skenes should be one of the faces of baseball for the next 10 to 12 years, bare minimum.
And he kind of is, but it's harder to make him that and get people outside of Pittsburgh or even in Pittsburgh to care about him in a big way when the team is so god-awful.
Here's a question. Where did he get more exposure? Four of his starts or whatever it is combined this year, Pony?
Or McAfee's event. Show? Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I'm going to go with McAfee's.
Right.
And what happened when he showed up there? There were chants, and he put him in a very awkward situation, because that gets back to the anger point that I just made. So the bottom line is, do you agree with me? Do you actually think that the more guys like Passan talk about this and Ken Rosenthal, that there is a chance that the person who runs Major League Baseball puts pressure on the Pirates to do things differently?
I think there's a chance, but if you're asking me to like percentage chance this thing, I still think it's like well under 10%. I don't think Manfred has like the guts to actually, or maybe the feel for the situation. Like, I think he's aware of it, but how he just goes to Bob and says, "Listen, I got to bend your ear here. Like, this is not a good situation."
Well, wait a minute, though.
For any of us,
if the DK report is accurate, and people can draw their own conclusions off of it, and they can poke holes in it, and people have. But just for a second, let's say that it is, and they've lost money.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be grounds for the commissioner to step in.
And just say you're running a bad business?
We're not making money here. You have Paul Skeens.
Your fans
are pissed off. People that cover our sport at the highest levels for ESPN and Fox are saying terrible, horrible things about you and your baseball team. We got to fix this. You're a heritage franchise. You've won 5 World Series. You've been in business for 100-plus years. You've got the greatest crown jewel ballpark in baseball, too, with this pitcher.
As dumb as this sounds, you've got like a logo and a style. Like, if the team is good, Pirates hats are everywhere because they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, it looks cool to wear Pirates gear when the team is good because it's a cool set of colors. It's a cool logo. All of it. You have this, you have a property here that you have allowed to become very dilapidated. You then made, somebody made a trailer park, a Ferrari parked in a trailer park analogy.
I've seen that on Twitter.
But is it wrong?
That's how Passan made it seem, and it's really tough for me to want to, like, the only thing I feel the need to point out about Passan, and I really didn't want to say this because it takes away from, like, my overall broader point that I wanted to make, but I did hear Jeff make these comments or watch him make these comments on Chris Rose's podcast. And think to myself, this is also the guy who, like, sees no problem with baseball's inequity and was like saying, they're, you know, if the owners want to shut this sport down, they're actually going to do way more damage to it.
That was Passan's take?
Yeah. He was the one that was like, this salary cap would actually be the worst thing in the world to ever happen to all the momentum baseball has right now.
Is it the problem, too, that Manfred might feel that, yeah, the owners obviously would want to get a cap in there for certain reasons, but Manfred might say, we got Dodgers Yankees last year. It's a regional sport. We had the two biggest markets represented in the World Series. Like, is the sport really unhealthy?
Well, when ESPN doesn't want to do business with your sport anymore and regional sports networks are dropping like flies, I would argue it's not in great shape.
I think that's a fair counter argument. So does, like, is there a feasible path where that would, you know, where that would change? I don't know. I mean, they have seemingly under the current scenario cast their lot with, we are going to cater to the bigger markets, and we hope that they just deliver enough viewers to keep us relevant.
Donnie, what's your reaction to Passan burying the state of the Pirates right now and wasting Paul Skeens now that it's now just something, it's crossed the Rubicon from something that gets talked about on our station and in Pittsburgh to now national people echoing those sentiments?
My first thought to some of the things you guys were saying is, unfortunately, like the butt of every Pirates/Paul Skeens joke that we hear. Like, okay, is baseball really going to step in? Is Rob Manfred really going to step in? Because he can, at the end of the day, just think to himself, does it matter? Because this guy will play for the Yankees or Dodgers.
Like, they're biding their time, basically.
We would love to see him be on a good team now, but let's just wait, what, 3 more years?
I don't want to cut you off and take away from what else you have to say, but I'm just going to jump in and say it's different with pitchers. If he were Mike Trout or Bryce Harper, it's different because the expectation is those guys are going to be great for 15 to 20, 20 years is a lot, but 10 to 15 years.
10 to 15 years.
You never know with a pitcher when his arm is going to fall off. You have to strike while the iron is hot with a pitcher. You know, Dwight Gooden, who gets compared, I think, who does Paul Skeens remind people of? Dwight Gooden in 1984. Well, Dwight's arm didn't fall off, but his nose almost did from doing drugs. I mean, sorry. Like, you just don't know. So he might, this, what we see from Paul Skeens right now, I hope it's not, but it might be the best we ever see him. It's entirely possible.
What you're really saying, though, is baseball has to assume or treat it like it might be the best we ever see.
They can't sit on their hands.
I don't think it will be the best we'll ever see for him, but I do think baseball needs to act a certain kind of way about it.
So, Donnie, sorry, I don't know what else you wanted to say there, but I don't think they can afford to just say, well, he'll be in Boston or in L.A. in 4 or 5 years.
I think it's a fair argument on their end, though. Like, yeah, it's a risk on their part, but like that is the reality of the situation. We all know it. It's
also
inevitable.
If Manfred had a problem with how the team was being like run, he'd have to look at other teams that spent even less, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm saying
that
this is not
makes them unique.
I'm not
in
suggesting
this regard,
something
but,
that's official or formal at all.
No, you're
I'm
saying
like, more
quietly.
Yes,
but I'm saying, couldn't he say that to any number of teams? Now, granted, they all don't have Paul Skeens.
So
does Paul Skeens' presence really change Rob's mind that much?
Paul Skeens' mind, yes. Paul Skeens is getting Jeff Passan to talk about these things. If they don't have Paul Skeens, he's not getting asked about the Pirates, and he's not making these critical comments about the Pirates, because then they just turn into they're the Marlins, or they're the White Sox, or they're any number of thrifty, low budget teams that don't go all out to win. This is what makes them different, Chris, and this is what pisses off so many Pirates fans, and now pisses off just so many baseball lovers. Right now,
today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.